This is Marty Angel, the yoga professor, and today we're going to be discussing the sixth limb of yoga. Of the eight limbs, we are now on the sixth limb. And this one is Dharana. It's spelled D-H-A-R-A-N-A, Dharana. And that means, literally, immovable concentration of the mind. The essential idea is basically to hold the concentration or focus of attention in one direction. That is simply what happens to us when we are in meditation. When the body has been tempered with by the use of asanas, and the mind has been refined by the fire of pranayama, and the senses have been brought under control by pratihara, the sadaka, the seeker, reaches the sixth stage, which is dharana. So you see that we've used the other limbs of yoga in order to reach dharana. Okay? We have used the asanas, we have used the pranayama, we have used the pratihara, and then we, the seeker, sadaka, we reach dharana. And in dharana, we create the conditions for the mind to focus its attention in one direction instead of going out in many directions. Deep contemplation and reflection can create the right conditions. It is in this point of dharana that the answers to all our earthly questions will be found. It moves away other activities. It moves away the ego mind. In dharana, the objective is to be steady and to focus the mind into a point of attention or some stable entity. The particular object selected has nothing to do with the general purpose, which is to stop the mind from wandering. So in dharana, we want to accomplish the feat of stopping the mind from wandering. Wandering away to memories, to dreams, to aspirations, or reflective thought. And we do this by deliberately holding it single-mindedly upon some apparently static object. And this static object can be something that we envision in our mind's eye or something that we continually look at until our eyes grow tired, and then we close our eyes and in our mind's eye we see that which we saw once with our physical eyes. When the mind has become purified by yoga practices, it becomes able to focus efficiently on one subject and point of experience. Deeper inside you, though, come all the answers of all the things that you have needing the answers for. And then we can then unleash the great potential for healing the physical and mental body.